Hey, folks, it is Wednesday night, March 11th. You are listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. And of course, if it's Wednesday night at 9 p.m.-ish, you must be listening to This Show Is So Gay. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. My name is Ken.
And I'm Becca.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Wednesday night.
It sure is.
You know what we do?
What?
A show.
We do. Yes. Radio show.
Here
on the radio.
At WVEW LP.
At 9 o'clock.
It's kind of gay.
It's really
We had one entry in the contest that we started last week for a tagline to end our show. The current winner, and this is why we need more entries, the current winner is Gay You Later.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
so
nice.
We would like more entries in the official tagline contest. It's not to downplay the one entry we received, because we'll be happy to crown that person a winner. But we don't think that person wants to be a winner among one entry. They want to win among stiff competition.
I want to know, who was that?
It's really not the point of the story.
Was it you?
It was not me.
It was Ken. Sorry, Ken.
I will take the t-shirt and I will gay you later. Yeah, that doesn't even sound good.
I can't say that one. No, I want that person to just change it a little.
To what?
I don't know.
To our winner, and that's why someone needs to submit another tagline. So if you would like to submit an entry to our tagline contest, please send us an email at thisshowisogay@aol.com. And on to the news. I feel like I have to do a marriage. Well, I feel like I have to do a marriage story, and we know that I perhaps don't care as much as I am supposed to care about the marriage stories. But this one I thought was really funny, except it wasn't funny at all. While the Yes on Prop 8 campaign was telling African Americans that Barack Obama opposed same-sex marriage, the No on 8 campaign was sitting on a letter by Barack Obama. Did you read about this?
No.
So apparently Barack Obama, when he was still in the candidate mode, wrote this whole statement against Proposition 8, and the people had it and they never used it in order to help themselves defeat Proposition 8. And he said, "As the Democratic nominee for president, I am proud to join with and support the LGBT community in an effort to set our nation on a course that recognizes LGBT Americans with full equality under the law. That is why I support extending fully equal rights and benefits to same-sex couples under both state and federal law, and this is why I oppose the divisive and discriminatory efforts to amend the California Constitution. Finally, I want to congratulate all of you who have shown your love for each other by getting married these last few weeks." Why wouldn't you release that statement, No on 8 people? That seems like a really dumb move.
Well, he also was still saying he didn't like the wording marriage.
Right. But he was definitely against Proposition 8, and that, I think, would have helped them.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Dan Savage, though, the columnist who does not hold back in any conceivable way, does say no.
That's the last name.
Yes, he was doing some cussing in his column, saying, "You guys are, I won't repeat it.
You can't.
I won't." But he was saying that they're idiots. But that's perhaps not the language that he used. We have a very special guest tonight that we're going to tell you about a little bit later, but we're going to start by playing some of his music.
Excellent.
How about that?
He's a surprise guest.
It's like a surprise
guest.
Secret
guest.
Secret guest, and away we go.
We walked arm in arm, but I didn't feel his touch. The desire I'd first tried to hide, that tingling inside, was gone. Take me away. that we'd work things out, and I didn't want to tell him. But it was then I had to say. Over the times we shared, it's all blackened out. And my bat lightning heart wants to fly away.
Is a song called What's a Girl to Do by a group called Bat Four Lashes, which is songs requested by our special guest tonight that we'll tell you about later. I love these songs. Not necessarily that they're songs that I would download myself, but I love the idea that my iPod is just full of all these different songs from all these different guests that I never
would have downloaded. Do they remind you of the guests?
They totally do. I'm like, oh, that's a Casper Andreas song. And that's really fun. And Jesse Archer's songs are pretty. They get
they
me moving.
Out.
They get me moving. And now Mayor Simmons' songs are in a whole different genre than other songs that I had. And so it's fun. It's fun to be grooving along in the car and think, oh, my gay show. I love my gay show with my gay co-host. Oh. Gay later. I'm just trying to get it to catch on. All right,
we'll
so
just
we
keep practicing. Yeah. Maybe it'll just, you know, catch on and it'll be okay.
What would you do if we start walking down the streets of Brattleboro, Vermont, and you hear some guy say to another guy, oh, gay you later. And, oh, wow, they got that from our show.
I think I would giggle a little.
You would giggle
a
little.
I would.
Oh, can we do a shout out?
We can.
We're giving a shout out to Heather Walton. She got her full name. That's a big shout
That's
out.
That's a big deal. Hey, Heather.
Who faithfully listens to our show. She's been downloading them and she's been listening to them in her car. So she won't hear this for a while because she's only up to January.
It's a time release shout out.
Absolutely. So
We're
Heather, when you hear
out
this
to you
in,
from the past.
Yes, from the past to your present in May 2009. Hello. Gay you later. Okay. An update story.
Okay.
We reported a few weeks ago about a high school gay straight alliance that was having a rough time getting approved in their school.
In Florida.
Well, today, in fact, only a few hours ago, a federal judge has ruled that a student club that promotes tolerance for gays at a North Florida high school must be allowed to meet.
Well,
yay.
Yeah.
U.S. District Judge Henry Adams issued the decision Wednesday in a case involving two students from Yulee High School near Jacksonville. Adams ordered a local school board to grant official recognition to the Gay Straight Alliance.
Yay.
And afford it the same privileges as any other student organization. The school district had argued in court that it would grant school access to the group if its name were changed, citing the name as its chief objection. But the judge ruled that the group did not need to make a change. But then I read this other story. I was really confused that said the group ended up changing its name. I think it was ADAPT, about accepting diversity and something, and promoting tolerance, which I thought was a really cool acronym. But I really liked that the word gay was in the title. So my hope is that I couldn't honestly tell if those were two talking about the same high school GSA. So my hope is that they did not change their name to ADAPT, or if they did, they certainly didn't do it because they were under pressure. Because we like gay straight alliances.
We do.
Like the word gay being used positively.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was a nice story that was out there. On the other side of the spectrum, this other story I was reading about was in West Virginia. This is a couple that is appealing an order that was issued down from the courts that removed their foster child.
I heard that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, they had raised the child from birth to about a year old.
And then the judge turned around and said, oh, but it was temporary. It was temporary. The West Virginia Supreme Court was asked Wednesday to overturn a lower court ruling that removed a child they had reared from birth because the judge originally agreed to allow them to be foster parents for the infant girl following a positive assessment by the Department of Health and Human Services. But nearly a year later, when the couple applied to adopt the little girl, both the department and Judge Blake, balked. Last year in his ruling, Blake ordered the child removed, saying the baby should be permanently placed in a home where the parents would be a married opposite sex couple. Lame.
It's really lame.
It's really lame.
Like uber lame.
Yeah, so that was kind of a...
You know what
story.
Else is uber lame?
What's that? What
can
else
we
is
do
uber
another
lame?
Depressing story? Because we want to get angry in the middle of our show now.
So we can be positive at the end?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
The 2010 census.
Yeah.
They've been talking about it and how, you know, there are no gays in the whole United States of America. They're talking about trying to change this for 2020. Do we really have to work for the next...
Yeah, we got a while.
Years.
We got a while.
We're going to run out of guests.
We are so not going to run out of guests.
We need more people. No, I'm just trying to get a rallying cry out there.
Oh, okay.
All right. So if you're like 10 and you're listening to this show, when you're 21, we're going to need you as a guest.
Yes.
If you're 15, you know, a few years down the line. So go out there and do something really gay.
Yes.
Not if you're 10 or 15.
No, don't do
you
it
know,
if you're 10.
If you're of age already.
If you're of an age. Like, for example, Alyssa... Who is listening to us right now?
Yes. Go do something that...
No. She's not of age yet. She's
okay,
in single digits.
18.
But when she's 18, she should go do something as an ally, and then she should call in and tell us everything that she did.
Yes, because we're going to need guests.
Okay.
That's a lot of guests.
It is
a lot of shows.
It is a lot of shows. I'm looking forward to our 100th show. I was thinking about it the other day. We got a while, by the way, before that happens. But I was thinking about, our 100th show is going to be such a big party.
Oh, we're going to have a party.
We're going to get a huge guest for our 100th show. I don't know who it's going to be.
Huge.
All right, start thinking about that. Suggestions now for both a tagline and a huge guest for our 100th party. But if you have not seen our upcoming guest list, it's a little bit redunculous.
Good word.
You should go to our website, thisshowissogay.com. Click on upcoming. Which signifies that you are going to look at our upcoming guests and check that out because there are some amazing, amazing guests coming up that we are super duper, super duper excited about. And that's pretty much that. You want to play some more music? How about we play some more music?
Okay. Music time.
Music time. All right. We are going to play a song that our guest requested. And then when we come back, we're going to tell you who our guest is.
What's the song?
This song is called Yayo. By Lizzie Grant.
Works for me.
I like the snake on your head, too. I like the Thank you. I need you like a baby when I hold you, like a druggie, like I.
Right, I am thinking it's time to welcome our guests. What do you think?
Welcome, welcome.
Guests, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, you get to just sit back and then we introduce you.
Okay.
Anthony Goicolea obtained his BA in art history and BFA in painting from the University of Georgia and received his MFA from Pratt. Famed artist Anthony Goicolea lives and works in New York. How's New York?
It's good. It's wet.
Yeah, it's wet here. It's wet here in Vermont, too.
And frozen.
And he exhibits in the U.S. and overseas. He has been awarded the Joan Mitchell Foundation Fellowship, the 2005 BMW Photo Paris Award, and the 2006 Cintas Fellowship. His work can be found in the collections of the Whitney Museum. This is a long list. The Whitney Museum of Art, the Brooklyn Museum, MoMA, the Guggenheim, the Chicago Museum of Contemporary Photography, the Helmenden Groeninger, I'm going to say that wrong, Museum in the Netherlands, El Museo de Arte Contemporáneo de Astia in León, España, and the list goes on and on. Twin Palms has published two books of Anthony's work and a collection of videos. He was also named to the Out magazine, Out 100, of the most influential folks in LGBT culture in 2008 in quite the dapper photograph, Anthony.
Thank you.
Quite the dapper photograph. And more important than any of those accomplishments, unless I am wrong, Anthony, is this not your radio debut?
It is.
Anthony making his radio debut. Welcome to this show, So Gay with Ken and Becca, Anthony.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm nervous.
No. Oh, Anthony.
We are the least scary people in all the land.
Anthony, that was so flattering and just so wrong. So wrong. Yes.
I'm more nervous that I'm going to listen to it later and be mortified by half the things that I say.
You won't be. And trust us, that's our response every single week when we re-listen to the show. So you'll be in good company.
All right, great.
Okay. Anthony Becca, by the way, wanted us to bring the drama because he read about how, well, for all the other podcasts, Becca got her car stuck. There was a snowstorm.
Well, I always have the drama. It's never Ken. Always me.
On one of them, and yeah, there was a whole bunch of different ones.
So on the way over, Anthony, there was an eclipse.
Really?
No, but we figured we'd bring the drama for
you. No, but when we got here, Ken and I decided to stop speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we got into a huge fight because she said Goycolia, and I said, no, that's not it. And it was a big fight. It came to blows.
Most people say Giacolea or Joycolea, and sometimes I get guacamole.
Do you?
Sometimes people add R's in there. I get Garciola a lot. I'm not sure where that comes from.
And how does it make you feel?
I'm used to it by now.
Okay.
I need to learn how to say it. My older brother had to bribe me with candy make me say it properly.
See, Becca, if you had given me candy, we would not be in this non-speaking mess that we're not really in right now. But it was drama. It was
whatever.
Pure drama. Whatever.
I've been practicing my whatever.
So how about that photo for Out Magazine?
It's kind of funny, I think.
Why Super do you think handsome. It's funny? That was dapper.
I guess it's dapper. I don't know. I'm not used to seeing myself look so severe, I guess.
Oh, I didn't think that was severe. Did you get it? Do you have a big framed copy of it?
I don't, actually. They sent me a copy. It's upstairs in a drawer somewhere.
Oh, come on.
No, you should put it in your wallet, and then you can be like, let me buy you a drink. Oops, that's a photo of me. Don't pay attention to that. That's just when I was in the Out 100.
Yeah. And then,
I think it'll be pretty slick.
And my mother was laughing because of the bow tie. I was like, that's actually in style now.
That is in style right now.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
She'll like it in like 3 or 4 years.
Well, I did a little search because we talk about LGBT news with our guests, and I try to tailor it to our guest's area.
Well, I have one for the arts.
What do you got?
A new portrait came out. Well, not new, obviously. The only portrait painted of Shakespeare while Shakespeare was alive, and people are now talking about how fine he looks in it and how modest he looks and how... Between this and some of his inscriptions, he might have been bisexual.
Oh.
Shakespeare.
I've heard that he's gay before. And
yeah.
Einstein as well. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the connection is between the two of those. I just threw the name out there. These are just rumors.
Someone out there, Anthony, is deconstructing the association that you just made, just so you know.
Okay.
It's actually me.
Yes, it's all of us.
We're silently judging.
We're
you.
Silently judging. Okay. We don't judge our guests.
Certainly not silently. That would not make good radio.
No, I want a grade at the end of this as well.
Oh, wow. Do you want it numerical, letter grade? What do you want?
Numerical sounds more nuanced.
Okay.
Okay, out of 100 or like a 4 out of 4 GPA?
Point, yeah.
Oh, no, out of 100.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You're currently at 96.
Okay.
Okay.
We need a little more enthusiasm and a little more drama.
Oh, we do need more drama. Well, this was kind of a dramatic story that was out there. And it was actually a gay photography story.
That's pretty appropriate.
So, Anthony, did you hear about Annie Leibovitz and the financial...
I live in a bubble, but...
Oh, that's okay.
Is that thing where she signed away all the rights of her photos and stuff?
Well, because she's in such financial debt.
Right, and they loan her money against, like, her past work and future work, and she also put the titles of her houses as collateral.
Yes. And so for folks that didn't hear about this, is not Anthony, because Anthony does not live in a bubble, because he knew about the Annie Leibovitz story, which just pushed him up to a 97, just for the record.
I think he did research before he came on the
show.
That's
fine. That's a 97 right there.
It is.
Annie's partner, writer Susan Sontag, who passed away in 2004, left her entire estate to Leibovitz, but it put her in a position of huge financial strain because, for folks that don't know, same-sex couples do not have the same privileges as straight married couples when it comes to inheritance. If your partner passes away and leaves her estate to you, you may have to pay up to 50% of the value of your inheritance. Now, the thing about this Annie Leibovitz story that was kind of crazy was that a lot of the critics were being very, as they would be, critical of Leibovitz because she is perhaps not as out as she could possibly be. And one of the critics said, well, she shouldn't be out because photographers in particular should not put them, I thought this was ridiculous, but we want to ask Anthony about this, should not put themselves out there as out gay people because people are not going to view their work in the most objective way. Anthony, what do you think?
I don't think that's true. But also, I think in order to get around the entire situation, Annie Leibovitz should have adopted Susan Sontag.
See?
And then it wouldn't have been a problem to begin with. But no, I don't think...
They were supposed to have a... I actually read this whole financial... Susie Orman was very critical of it. She said they should have had a living will.
Right.
Susie Orman, by the way, is nuts. I just watched her show the other night. I'd never really seen it before. She's nuts. But we'll try to get her on the show.
But she's openly gay, right?
She is openly gay. And she
it
said...
doesn't taint her advice.
Yeah, no, we
okay,
want,
can
we want her on the show.
We clarify just for lawsuit purposes that we don't mean she's actually insane, or are we?
No. I have not diagnosed her in any way. Yeah, because Susie Orman's really.
Can you be sued if you don't have any money?
No,
we could be.
Yes.
We would. Yeah, we'd be in big trouble. And why are you saying we have no money? You're back down to a 95, I think.
What happened to us, Anthony?
I'm just guessing if you're calling me as a guest.
Oh, you must be. You're in the out 100.
I know. You're one of the top 100. No,
wait a second.
The top 100.
Well, not this year, but for...
Next year.
No, I'm thinking 2011. Let's get some time.
How about 2020? We'll be right there with the census.
I'll put your name in as a bit. I'll nominate you.
Well, that would be amazing. Now, first of all, Anthony, you have a Facebook group dedicated to you. If that's not fame, I don't know what is.
That's funny.
How many friends do you have?
He's got more than we do.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm scared of it.
Do you have more friends than
we
do?
His group has more fans than our group has, but that's not the point. That's not going to push him down in score, even though emotionally it just did. wait, you've never seen... First of all, did you know that there's a Facebook group?
I did because someone told me that they joined my Facebook page, and I was like, I'm not on Facebook. And they said, yes, you are, because I just became your friend. That seems odd. So when I was at a friend's house, I was like, will you look and see if I'm on Facebook for some reason? And that's when I saw the fan page thing.
They love you.
When I saw it, I only had 12 people on it. So.
No. Hundreds.
Okay.
Hundreds of people.
Well, that's nice.
Yes. For every person...
I think you should get on Facebook, go on your fan site, and make a cameo appearance just to tell them that you appeared on this show.
They would
so gay.
Flip out, Anthony.
And that, yeah, that they could download the podcast.
I'm scared of people contacting me from second grade.
Oh, it's kind of funny.
It's kind of a little funny experience.
And I'm also scared that I'll get sucked into it somehow.
Oh, that, by the way, that's a given. Days. I've lost days.
I gave up TV in January to give myself more time to do other things. And so I feel like if I give up TV and start Facebook, then I've actually set myself back.
Yeah, you're still getting screen time.
And I'm not even being entertained.
Now, are there any shows that you miss?
Gossip Girl.
I've never seen it.
I've been downloading it on iTunes. It's actually really good.
All right.
It's a guilty pleasure show.
I have to. Have you seen it, Becca?
I have not.
I have not seen it. What would you miss? You don't really watch TV, though, Becca.
I watch certain things. I almost listed a show from like 10 years ago.
NCIS. I miss Cheers. No.
MASH.
My new thing is The Real Housewives of
Buffy the Vampire.
Oh, come on. I mean, I've seen everyone. We love Buffy. And so you have not been...
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say, oh, come on, that sucks.
No.
You just went up to a 98 with the Buffy.
You went up to a 98 with the Buffy reference.
I don't know. 95 to 98, that fast.
Yeah, Buffy.
Drama.
Did he watch? Can we not?
Soap opera that I grew up watching. She was Sarah Michelle Gellar played Erica, Susan Lucci's daughter.
She did, and she won a daytime Emmy for it.
She did, and her first year, and Susan Lucci had been nominated for like 15 years straight and win, so she was politely asked to leave.
Becca, by the way, if you win an award before I do, I will politely ask you to leave without the politely, just so you know.
Wow.
Let's just be out about this. All right, wait, can we talk? We have more news to talk about.
But see, oh,
all right,
fine.
More news and then, okay. So one of the other things that's going on is out in L.A., the UCLA has this big photo exhibit called To Have and To Hold 13 Love Stories, and it's on YouTube, and it's at www.13, the number, lovestories.com. And it's an exhibition that the goal of the exhibition is to raise social and public awareness about the civil rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender couples and families living in Southern California. And I was reading all these articles just about the struggle of how do you capture the images of the struggle going on right now for civil rights, for gay people, and have it affect other people. And we have a photographer as a guest right now.
Yes.
So we should ask him.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Oh, Anthony, you're the photographer, by the way.
Okay.
That would be you.
That's you. With the struggle that you've seen and with an artist's eye, we do not have artist eyes, Becca and I.
I was actually a photographer for a few years, Ken.
So we don't have artist eyes, Anthony. So we'll just move on from that.
Thanks.
Were you really?
I really was.
But
I was like the sketchy local pornographer.
Okay. So Anthony.
Anyway, a little more information for our listeners.
Your grade just went down. Not you, Anthony, Becca. So Anthony, how would you go about capturing kind of the local struggle? What is it that you look for in order to capture the different emotions that are out there right now?
Oh, God. I don't know. I saw something. Someone had emailed me something that I'd signed up for, and I forget what the name of it was. It was like one of those alliteration names, Compassion Campaign or something like that.
Okay.
Barbara Bush.
I don't think it was Barbara Bush.
Something different with two C's.
Yeah.
But,
Barbara Bush is in the hospital, and this show is so gay, hopes that she gets better real soon.
Yes,
go ahead, Anthony.
They had all these pictures of, like, families, and some of them had their kids, and it was like they were holding signs saying, please don't.
Oh, yes.
My dad.
Yes.
I don't
remember what that. We talked about that way back when. I don't remember what that one was called.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty effective.
Did you?
The please don't divorce us.
Yeah, like getting kids and other people involved, like not just actually the people who are fighting for their own rights, but the other people who would be affected by it, like family and friends and like coworkers and stuff, seems really effective somehow. But yeah, I don't know because
that's not necessarily the subject of your photo shoots.
Yeah, I don't know what the subject is of my photo shoots.
Come on,
I'm sort of in an in-between phase, but
you need to go to your Facebook group. They'll tell you exactly what it is that you do. They will let
you
know.
They probably have suggestions for what to do next.
They do.
They might actually.
Well, yes, I think some of them want you to pay a personal visit. Other comments?
Okay. But yeah, back to the original question.
Yes.
I would go for the heartstrings, bring in some kids and some dying people.
And some dying people. Jeez.
All right. We just jumped straight from his own personal manhunt page, like, to the dying children. Like, just
maybe somewhere in the middle. In the middle. So this is one of our favorite parts of the show, Anthony, where we get to psychoanalyze you based on the music that you have provided.
Okay.
So you get to tell us about some...
free analysis?
Well, yeah, it's just pretty inaccurate.
Yeah, but you get what you pay for.
That was funny. Hey, I have a PhD. I can do this. Okay,
it's not in this, but that's okay.
What's the PhD?
That's not the point of the story, Anthony.
Yes, don't get him started, right. Please.
So what's a girl to do? See, this, I was telling Becca earlier, one of my favorite parts of having guests request music is that particularly when it's fun in both ways. It's really, really fun when people like Jesse Archer request songs that I already have on my iPod. And I'm like, oh, me and Jesse Archer, we're like twins, except, you know, not. But then it's also fun when songs like yours come up that I have never heard of. And now I have all these new songs.
Eight songs, so I'm curious to see, did you go in order?
This is what we've played thus far. We played What's a Girl to Do by Bat for Lashes.
Yeah.
What's that song?
It's actually got a really beautiful video that's super simple, but a nice concept. But I really like how kind of dark it is, and I like that it's a story of someone who's fallen out of love, and it's kind of feeling upset about it and doesn't know what to do about it.
Okay, that's not really a challenge for us to psychoanalyze on that one, Anthony.
No.
Okay, I guess I identify with that because I feel like that happens a lot.
What?
You have a Facebook page. You have a whole, you have hundreds of potential dates right there.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is that I sort of end up not being so interested. arrested later on.
Oh, now we know about you.
Yeah.
Which leads... Gosh, I don't even know where to go with that.
I feel like we've met you before.
Some meat behind that.
We're going to move on then to Yayo.
Sounds so good.
Yayo by Lizzie Grant.
I love that song. It's so beautiful. Why did I pick that one? I don't even remember the words. I just remember it's like kind of lilting and sad, but sort of like a stripper song or something, or I don't know. like songs that...
All right, Anthony, you're not making this very difficult.
No, but you're not helping yourself either.
No, this is huge. Our instant message board is lighting up right now. By the way, my favorite right now was one of our listeners saying, can he come over to my house and help me frame something? Which I think that was a euphemism.
My first job was at Michael's Arts and Crafts as a framer.
No, it was not.
I got fired.
Framing sucks.
Wait, screw the whole stories about the songs. We want to hear about you working at Michael's and getting fired. What'd you get fired for?
For babysitting on the side.
Wait, while you were working?
No, I was babysitting on the side, and the guy wouldn't give me a proper schedule, and I kept messing up some frames and stuff anyway, and I was like, I need to know my schedule because I have to babysit also, because I had to make ends meet, you know.
Now, where was this? Tell us where you grew up.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
In Atlanta. Oh, that's right. It's in the bio. Yeah.
And anyway, he said, well, how about you just don't come in? And I was like, oh, great. And then I was like, oh.
No, what does he mean by that?
I thought he was giving
the day off. That's great. That's so nice.
Every day off from now until forever.
See, I thought the story was is that you were babysitting, you know, while you were working at the store, which would just be amazing. Now, just stay over there in aisle 4.
Now, what's the uniform like at Michael's?
Have you never been to a Michael's?
I have. I just can't remember if they, you know, if they have aprons or...
Apron, yeah, which has good deep pockets for stealing candy bars from the front counter, which I never did.
That was not at all convincing. Oh, my gosh. I hope he can still get work after the show.
I know. Well, he's a photographer now. He's an artiste.
Well, I clearly won't get a boyfriend after the comments I've made.
Well, you clearly won't be able to go into a Michael's again.
Yes.
Yeah, that too.
Holy cow. Our mission in life
your
now.
Your backup plan is
they're going to have your picture up in Michael's. And do not, if you see this guy, do not let him in.
Charge him $189 for the candy bar. We suspect he stole years ago.
That is so funny. I still like the story where you were babysitting and saying to the kid, okay, just stay over in aisle 4. I got to go frame something in aisle 8. That would work out really
don't
well.
Touch the razor blade.
Don't. Oh, Anthony.
Years we're back later to the when dying yes, children.
Years later when Anthony tries to adopt. Well, gosh, yeah. We would like to give you a child, but you were on your radio debut. That didn't work out so well.
No.
And then the song that we are going to play that's going to sing you out of here, but not yet because we got more for you, is called My Twin by...
I love that song.
Eleni Mandel? Eleni?
I don't know how you say it, actually, but I think it's Eleni or something.
We'll go with Eleni.
I once read this article that, and I don't know if it's true or not, but that most people start off as twins and then one of the cellular... twin levels absorbs the other or whatever, and so there's this theory, I guess, that most people start off as twins, and it's only a few that actually make it all the way to term as twins, and so I always kind of liked that idea that maybe at one point I had a twin, and I guess it plays into, like, some of the earlier work that I used to do, and it's also, like, this idea of searching for your perfect mate, like, your other half, and that she thinks about, like, all these tragic accidents that happen, and maybe her twin was, like, in one of these accidents, and so she'll never be able to meet that person. Now I'm talking about it.
We're curious how far you're going to go with this.
Yeah, a little bit.
So that's why I like it.
Then he wisely chooses to stop right there. And that's why I like it. I'm done.
You know, I thought we were going to bring the drama, but really,
Anthony,
you
brought
have
the drama to the
stepped
show.
Stepped up to the plate.
Now, the all-important question, have you been to Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I have. And there's a lake in Vermont that's at the top of Vermont that's like the biggest enclosed lake in Vermont that doesn't spread out to any other states, and I forget the name of it.
Is it Lake Champlain?
know, because that spreads out.
What do I know? I'm from New York City. I barely know anything about Vermont.
But we love Vermont, and yes. We appreciate our Vermont listeners.
Yes. Yes. We appreciate our Vermont listeners.
And we love Brattleboro.
Who lets Vermont. Us have a radio show.
And it's a green state with green mountains.
Yes.
Is that what all those t-shirts say, that Vermont is for lovers?
No, oh, is it?
I think that's Virginia.
Is it? Again, this is, we're from New York City.
Okay.
I don't know about Vermont, but we appreciate our Vermont listeners. So what are you working on next, Anthony? Where should people go to find you? That sounded stalkerish. Other than Michael's.
But we do have some interesting IMs coming through right now. Wow, you just attract.
Another book coming out in April. By Twin Palms, and it's going to be a collection of drawings, paintings, and photos from like the past 5 years. And then in September, I have a show here in New York, and it's all of this work that I've been doing kind of based on my family, and because my family's Cuban on both sides, and I'm first-generation American, and so sort of been working on imagery based on old photographs from Cuba and kind of dealing with the idea of like the sort of separation from this kind of mythical homeland.
Very, very cool. I really like, I have to say, I have been questioned on this show as to my art appreciation, and I yell against those who say I have no art appreciation. I really liked Cat's Cradle.
I thought you were going to say cats.
No. I do not like cats.
I really thought that's where that
sentence was. The Winter Garden Theater. No. Cat's Cradle is one of Anthony's works that I very much enjoy.
Which is different from Cats, the
musical. Totally different.
Okay.
Very much different, I hope.
Well, gosh, I don't think two things could be more opposite.
This show is so gay.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember what show you're doing right now, but...
This is the Anthony show.
Logical step that you would make.
Yes. But Cat's Cradle is, and by the way, Cat's Cradle very much featured on your Facebook group.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
We're going to call you every week and tell you what's going on your Facebook group, all the drama that's going down.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Because people get into fights.
What number am I at?
Oh, your grade?
Higher after this? No, on my Facebook thing.
How many people
you
have joined?
You probably will get more friends.
Yeah, no, this will increase
we
it.
We are huge.
Your Vermont Facebook group fans just went up twofold.
Tenfold.
Or tenfold. Wow, you were really shooting for the stars there.
You got 9 new ones.
Jeez, you're overestimating our listenership, but that's okay. Anthony, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on our show. How are you feeling nervous-wise? I feel like you're good.
I think I'm okay now. Yeah.
Now, with my students, Anthony, I ask them to do a self-evaluation before I give them a grade.
Do you ask them to evaluate you as well?
You know, I did ask them to evaluate me this semester.
Did you look at what they wrote?
As they evaluate you?
Did what? What's that?
Do you leave the room as they evaluate you? So you don't
No, because then they would say mean things. So I stay there so that they're intimidated, so that they think if they say something mean, their grade will go down. So no, why would I do that, Anthony? That doesn't make sense at all.
Honest feedback.
That's like babysitting
Whose
as
ego
I'm working.
Can take that?
No way. All right, so Anthony, for your self-assessment, how do you feel that you have done?
I think I did okay,
no,
I guess.
You were wrong. You did very, very well.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You did so well.
You got more people in the Facebook group. You got your last name pronunciation out there after people butcher it. We have people who want you to come over and frame stuff for them. And again, I think frame is a euphemism.
They want me to frame stuff just to get me to babysit.
I think that's it. Free childcare from a famed photographer artist.
That's right. That's pretty big. Not art, but childcare. But you don't want them to work in your store. You're actually at 281 members Facebook page right now, just for the minute-to-minute update.
Let's see if we can get that number to 300.
Let's get it to 300. What does the 300th person get?
We gave out gifts.
We give
for
out
our
T-shirts
300.
For every 100th person.
I don't know.
Did you say free healthcare?
No child care.
Oh, I was like, wow, you're in a position to offer that? All right, so if you become the 300th member on Anthony's group, you get free child care.
But you have to find him first.
Yeah, I'm not going to fly.
So if you could deliver your child, Anthony will take him or her shopping at the Michael's Superstore.
Okay.
And keep him away, or her, away from the freezer.
I don't know if there are any Michaels in New York City, are there?
I think upstate I've seen them, yeah.
There are upstate, and I know that there's one in Westchester, by where I used to live.
Yeah,
so.
But there's not any in the actual city.
So the 300th member, Anthony, will take your child to Michaels. You will get things
or
framed
some
together.
Other
no, no, Michaels. Let's go with the past.
Oh, yeah, bring an apron.
And will you sign the apron for them?
Sure.
Okay. Then this has sealed the deal. That's a big prize. We will get you up to 300.
Warn your mail carrier that they're going to get a lot of, you know, applications now. They're all going to find you.
Anthony, it is an absolute treat to have you on the show. We would never know this is your radio debut, but we are honored to have this be your radio debut.
Thank you.
I think we can go ahead and give him, you know, like a 85.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 85?
Okay, maybe.
Wow,
maybe,
you're a harsh
maybe
grader.
100. Because he is an awesome guest.
No, no, you can't. Hold on. Yeah, you can't give him 100 because then he doesn't come back. He's got nothing to strive for.
Room for improvement.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going for a 98.7.
A little bit higher than body temperature.
Oh, look at that. Anthony, you are a little bit higher than body temperature.
I think you give him fever.
Gosh. And on that note, Anthony, a true pleasure having you on. We are going to play a song called My Twin to play you out. We wish you all the best. We are truly looking forward to the art that comes out of you, what comes out of you next, because it's just great stuff. It's great stuff that our listeners enjoy, your fans enjoy, and we look forward to seeing what happens next.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much,
Absolutely.
Anthony.
Come back anytime.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
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 To so fast it burns, swallowing everything. A furious system was my twin among the lost, desperately breathing water from the faucet. I was here at home, waiting for my twin to return.
All right, that was a song called My Twin by Eleni Mandel, as requested by our amazing guest tonight, who was just fun. He was fun. He was fun.
He was. I want to keep him. Can we have
can
him
Can we keep
on,
him?
Like, yeah.
He can be our correspondent, our
can
photographer.
We adopt him?
The show's photographer.
Yes. And okay. If he was on Facebook, we could do that.
Yes.
We could.
That
we,
would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be
he's
nice.
Not.
All right, wait. So we have a couple more things to go. So first was a poll. Hey, Becca.
Hey, Kat.
Which LGBT issue would you like to see the Obama administration move on first? Here are your choices. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act, the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, federal hate crimes legislation, repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, or the Domestic Partner Rights for Federal Employees Act.
I am torn between the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and non-discrimination / hate crimes stuff. I don't really know. I mean, I think hate crimes is probably the most important just because it's physical safety.
I love you.
But so is Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I mean, that's also a physical safety issue.
Why are we right and everyone else is wrong? Because we are correct. I adore you right now. I always adore you, but I adore you particularly right now because
excellent.
I absolutely agree. I think that the federal hate crimes legislation is by far the most important one right now in terms of safety. But what did people say?
Defense of Marriage
Act. By like a lot, 39.24% of them said repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. In second place, 27.24% about the Employee Non-Discrimination Act. Not saying that these things aren't important, but 16.81% Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and 10.8% federal hate crimes legislation. And then in last place was 5.91% said domestic partner rights for federal employees. And I'm fairly sure almost all of those 5.91% are federal employees. But
yeah, but I think it's a triage situation. You really have to start with what's the most, you know, time
and
sensitive. And
it's not the Defense of Marriage Act. I'm sorry. I don't think it's the Defense of Marriage Act.
No, I think Defense of Marriage Act is a way to open up conversation, and it affects the most people. It gets the most people riled up in a lot of ways.
I think that's why it's the worst possible one to start with. You start
right.
with, hey, people are being murdered because they're gay. Let's go with the hate crime statute.
Right.
Okay, good. So we're correct. Everyone else is wrong, unless they're
no,
listeners.
We love all of the
all
gay
right,
activists
fine.
Out there. Come on now.
Right, but that's the problem, is that
this
they're
is
not...
This is why you're not our leader. And I'm pointing at him with my pointer finger.
But this is one of the problems, is that the groups have a really hard time prioritizing. And I know that marriage is very out there right now, and there's a new Facebook group every day. In fact, there's a new Facebook group that Reed, who is the show's doctor, started for gay married couples. It's only
Reed.
For gay married couples.
And we love Reed.
And we love Reed. But I don't know. I just don't think that that's the priority right now. And my fear is that sometimes some of these issues are mutually exclusive because in some ways they should be. Not everyone has as much energy to spread amongst all the
right.
different issues. And it's important that people devote their energy towards one. My concern is that marriage is not the place to start. It's not to say that it's not important, but there actually are people that are dying.
Right.
And getting the crap beat out of them because they're gay. And we need federal hate crime statutes.
You know, right after that, I would want to add in some protection for gay and lesbian youth.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, I think right after getting beaten to death and all of those horrible things that happen, we have a lot of youth, young adults who have been kicked out of their families and run out of small towns. And
absolutely.
That are developing drug habits, and
yeah.
some of them are homeless, and
quite a few. What was it? Something like
it's physical 75%.
Oh, I'm just making up percentages,
don't
but some
do it.
Large. I won't make up percentages, but some huge, crazy, disproportionate number of the homeless youth in New York City are gay and lesbian,
right.
and it's that's not good. And again, it's not to say that marriage isn't important, but I don't think that's the basket where we put our eggs right now. On the other side of the spectrum and on the other side of the ocean over in England, their parents, so they have, the UK observes Gay History Month in February each year, which I did not know until I read this story. And schools are encouraged to mark it with special classes as a way to teach tolerance. Well, more than 30 students were pulled out of classes at the George Tomlinson School in East London. The area is made up of mainly of immigrant families, many of them Muslim, and parents who remove their children from this elementary school over lessons marking LGBT History Month could face prosecution, officials say. And I actually got into a fight with someone at work about this today because I don't know. I think it's great to have LGBT History Month, but this is where things get a little bit hairy when you say that parents can't pull their kids out of school.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much I want to even.
I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know what the answer is. But we should have a Gay History Month.
Okay. All right. But I have two more news stories that we have to just fly through just so that they're out there.
Go for it.
Today and tomorrow, lawmakers in Maryland are holding hearings to discuss a bill that would allow gay couples to marry. So anybody who is in Maryland, go forth and write to your congresspeople. Also, what we need to talk about is the Military Readiness Enhancement Act, which would be supporting our gay and lesbian troops. It now has 128 co-sponsors and has been referred to the House Committee on Armed Service. So
that's
good. Obama is keeping his pledge to make that a priority.
That's good.
Bring on the hate crime legislation,
though. Yes. I mean, that's most certainly what should
be
next.
But those are your quick headlines.
Quick headlines. Any upcoming events that we should know about?
There is the Women's Film Festival going on this week, and I believe
there
next
is?
Week in Brattleboro.
Oh, yay!
Between the Hooker Dunham Theater and the Latches.
So, people, if you are in the area or you just feel like traveling, come on to the Women's Film Festival.
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of videos going on right now.
Awesome.
I haven't made it to any of the events. I'm a slacker, but
that's okay.
I'm with them in my heart.
We have our really cool business cards if you want one. Write us an email and we'll give you some business cards to hand out. Well, for the past hour, I don't know if you know, Becca, people have been listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. They've been listening to a show called This Show Is So Gay, but I just feel like, oh, crud, what if they want more information about our show?
I think they should go to the website.
How on earth would they do that?
Go to www.thisshowissogay.com.
That seems kind of easy.
It kind of is. What if they wanted to email us?
I mean, I would assume they could just drop an email to thisshowissogay@aol.com.
Okay, but what if they wanted to talk to us right now?
They would
during the show.
Oh, they would instant message us.
Yeah.
Our screen name is This Show Is So Gay. And if you're looking for camaraderie.
There's kind of a pattern there.
There is a pattern. And if you're looking for camaraderie, if you're sitting at work saying, my God, it's Thursday and This Show Is So Gay does not come on for another 6 days. What the heck am I supposed to do? I want to talk to other people who are in the same situation, who are going through the same withdrawal. I have the shakes. I wonder if other people have the shakes. They should go to the Facebook group and interact with all the other people who are going through withdrawal. Sounds good?
I think so. Hey, I also think that everyone who's out there who knows Ken should take that last little bit as a sound bite.
Great.
It's just...
Hey, second. Becca.
Yes.
I only have three words for you.
What?
Gay you later.
Gay you later, Ken.
Soon I felt that you were